Blog Talk Radio.
Ready or not, yeah. Let's go.
I tried to cover my shine. I've tried to stay in the line. I don't wanna hide. No, not tonight. You want me to take my life? I spit it in your black right. I want you to look at me in the
Now tune in to the Sade Champagne Show, brought to you by Grind Hard Radio.
The Sade Champagne Show, every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30. We live. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more.
Good evening, everyone. That was Britt Nicole featuring Lecrae with Ready or Not. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 2 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. I have to take a moment to thank you guys because last week we had the highest rated premiere ever in the history of this network. My cast and I had a blast. Thanks for listening in from all over the world. I heard that we had listeners in Africa, Norway, France, Canada, and of course, the U.S. I've been dreaming of this for over 5 years now. Nothing is impossible. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-303 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. We will have every episode available on demand and for download on iTunes, YouTube, and many other popular sites, all for free. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening in, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guest is Young Artist Awards nominated musical artist, performer, and philanthropist, Dalton Sear. This teen heartthrob recently premiered the music video to his hot new single, Invisible, which we'll be playing tonight. You'll hear a couple of his other songs, too. To all his fans listening, you will have the opportunity to chat with Dalton on air and ask him questions during the show. We also have a new segment titled, Who Wrote That?, where we feature some of my favorite published authors. Tonight, we'll be chatting with poet, published author, and TEDx speaker, Ayakunle Falama, for that segment. He's one of my dearest friends, and I'm thankful that he shows me grace because I am just learning how to say his name right after I've been knowing him for a couple years. So, what am I up to these days? I want to highlight a few of my current ventures with you. I am auditioning dancers for my Ventura County 7th Annual Rising Star Dance Team Dancers in Southern California. The live event will take place Saturday, April 2nd at the Thousand Oaks Teen Center in Thousand Oaks, California. All levels of dancers are invited to join groups, solos, and duos. We bring in celebrity guest judges, hosts, and performers from Disney, Nickelodeon, So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, and so much more. There is no fee to audition. Proceeds will be donated to the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia, Africa. To audition or find out more details, email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. My Power of a Dream tour is booking new dates and shows all over California. My artists and I are constantly working on new material and content to provide our audiences. We use the power of music and inspirational speaking to spread positive messages, build confidence, and help people to live their dreams. Our variety shows combine singing, beatboxing, dancing, live instruments, inspirational hip-hop, motivational speaking, acting, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists to your city or event, please email me at sad@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. One of my favorite new blogs out is called Mila Looks. It's a lifestyle, fashion, and traveling blog from my friend, popular model Adina Musso, who will actually be a guest on the show next week, and her cousin Dina. Go to MilaLooks.com for beautiful, uplifting, and interesting content. Oh, and lastly, I'm working on new music. Everywhere I go, all in my inboxes, this is the number one question that people ask me. It's been several years since I released any new original music, so one of my dreams this year is to bring you an EP of mine of all original songs. I'm constantly writing and creating and will be going into the recording studio soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm going to be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SADECHAMP Tweetme, so that's tweet me at Sade Champagne, or Facebook me at Sade Champagne, or Instagram me at I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming, YouTubing, and emailing me. I'm overflowing with gratitude. Right now, we're going to go into a music break. He's a dear friend of mine, starring on the Jersey Boys tour, traveling all over the U.S. and other countries. This is Drew Seeley's hit song, New Classic. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Glinehard Radio.
Something, but it's someone else's dream. Every step that you take forward takes you right back where you've been. And then when you least expect it, and you tried about everything, somebody hears your opinion, somebody cares what you say. You woke me up, no longer
This is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment is another newbie, Charity Spotlight. This is where I highlight some of my favorite charities. And tonight, I want to chat with you guys about the Destined to Live a Good Life Children's Orphanage in Kitwe, Zambia. I'm the official spokeswoman for this orphanage, and they are the reason why I started my own charity event in the first place. I am just blown away by the founders, Dr. Steve and Deborah Powell, and what they do for these phenomenal children in Africa. And so I want to share with you guys this story. Back in 2009, I went to a small charity event at a church in Camarillo, and this was during the summertime. I was so touched and floored by the video that they were showing of these kids, you know, in Zambia who were street urchins at the time, literally, you know, living on the streets. And the founder, Stephen Deborah Powell, wanted to renovate a building where they can house these kids and clothe them and educate them and provide them everything that they can need. And so as I'm watching this video, tears are flowing down my eyes, and I am literally just like, this is it. Now is the time. I'd already been working with charities inside the U.S., but I was looking to work with, you know, charities in other countries as well. And so I went up to, you know, Dr. Powell, Deborah Powell afterwards, and I told her that I wanted to help. You know, I thought that I could do a charity event for these kids. And I'm sure she looked at me at the time because, mind you now, this is in 2009. I was about 21, 22 at the time. And so I'm sure she's like, man, well, you know, a lot of people say they want to help, but sometimes people don't get to it or they don't actually follow through. And so here we were, 2009 in November, Sade Champagne Presents was born. My first charity event for these amazing children in Zambia happened. And literally the orphanage officially opened in August 2010. And now 37 children are off the danger streets of Zambia, Africa. 37 kids. You know, it shows that we can all make a difference in this world. Sometimes we'll get caught up in the fact that it seems to be so much need and so many people that, you know, are not fortunate. But you forget that there's so many great things that are happening in the world, too, and this was one of them. You know, to see 37 kids now off the street and everything that they could ever need was provided for them, you know, including their home, their clothing, their food, water, education, mentoring, and so much more. They have a school on the property, obviously, for the kids in the home to be able to be there, but it's also open to kids in the community. And their school has enlarged since last year with 160 students in attendance. 37 are our children from the orphanage, and 123 are kids from the neighboring compounds and villages that can't afford to attend the government school. And the kids in the school are excelling beyond their age group. I'm so thankful to be a part of this charity. I'm so thankful to be their official spokeswoman. My event that I do every single year that I told you guys about earlier in the show, my 7th annual Rising Star Dance Competition, Ventura County 7th annual Rising Star Dance Competition, is for these kids. You know, there are the reasons why I originally started doing charity events in the first place, and they inspire and encourage me every single day. And so if you want to donate or find out more information about the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Kitwe, Zambia, Africa, go to giveachildafuture.org. That's giveachildafuture.org. And you don't know what could happen. Literally, one step, one dream, one vision, one place that you're going to, one thing that you're attending can lead to so much. And I'm thankful. I'm beyond thankful for these doors, and I'm beyond thankful to be able to work with these kids. And I want to know, do you dream of helping children and traveling the world to help those in need? What are some of your favorite charities to support? I want to hear your heart on this. Tweet, Facebook, or Instagram me using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or Charity Spotlight. I am live posting and tweeting with you all show long, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on these things. All right, so next up, we have Build These Walls by Travis Miller right here on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Check out his music video to this song, Build These Walls, and he'll be on the show in a couple weeks sharing his new music and his happenings.
Hope I never hurt your heart, no. I pray to God that He provide all that I need. Whatever it takes to build heaven's gates all the way around our love. I hope I never let you down, no. I just wanna build you up brick by brick. Stone by stone, I'll build these walls of love. I love. I'll build these walls so that you don't need to. I'll build these walls so that you'll be strong to protect your heart just in case I fall. Yeah, I'll build these walls for you. I never wanna make you cry, but if these walls of love come tumbling down, I hope that you know how beautiful you are. You are. And should you forget all that you're worth, I'll rebuild these walls for you. Song by song, I'll build these walls of love. Oh, love. I'll build these walls so that you don't need to. I'll build these walls so that you'll be strong to protect your heart. Just in case I fall, yeah, I'll build these walls for you. Security is what I aim for. I'll aim for. Security is what I wanna give your heart.
Give your heart.
Security is how I wanna start this love. I'll build these walls so that you'll be strong to protect your heart. Just in case I fall, yeah, I'll build these walls for you. I'll build these walls so that you don't need to. I'll build these walls so that you'll be strong to protect your heart. Just in case I fall, yeah, I'll build these walls for you.
For glamour? Are you always posting the chicest OOTDs on Instagram? Then girl, you have got to check out Tan Candy. Tan Candy is LA's newest, hottest vintage clothing brand, personally curated by stylist and actress Tanya Chisholm. Tan Candy specializes in high-end, funky, fun, one-of-a-kind vintage clothing and amazing statement pieces. We also offer personal and editorial styling services. Check us out online at www.tancandy.com or in person every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Made by Jim Bob's Jewelry Shop in North Hollywood. That's 11114 Magnolia Boulevard. Tan Candy, vintage glamour and cool girl style.
I'm Sade Champagne, and welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Let's get into the next segment. This is a brand new one called Who Wrote That? This is where I feature some of my favorite authors. Aya Kunle Falama is a Nigerian poet who uses his pen as a shovel to unearth those things that make us human. He's a TEDx speaker and author of the collection of poems, Thread This Word Weaver Must, which serves as a reminder that your stories matter and is also an invitation for you to share them. And of Kindred, an upcoming collection of poems and thoughts that seeks to explore the relationship between our fears and those closest to us. He posts infrequently at Of Dreams and Deeds, his blog for dreamers like himself who are learning to do. I actually wrote for this blog, so make sure you guys check it out. Of Dreams and Deeds. He graduated from the University of Houston in fall of 2012 with a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology and a minor in medicine and society. He is currently in grad school pursuing a specialist degree in school psychology at Sam Houston State University. Hashtag who wrote that to join in the conversation. Let me get him in the studio. Ayakunle, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, too. I'm ecstatic to feature you for our first ever Who Wrote That segment on the Sade Champagne Show.
I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So
I don't know exactly what we're doing, but I'm excited.
Well, we're just going to be chatting about, you know, your work and who you are as an author. So, you know, all that good stuff. When did you first become a writer?
Well, I've been writing since I was very young. Since I was six. I started writing when I was six. But mostly like short stories and stuff like that was what I was writing then. And then it kind of developed into like writing plays, and I was directing plays. And I attempted screenplays at some point, and now my medium is pretty much poetry.
Awesome. And I think you're such an amazing writer. You know, the way that you're able to, as you say in your first book, to weave, you know, words and stories together, I find to be pretty phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about your first published book, Thread This Word Weaver Must.
A general overview of the book. The project kind of started off as a question that I was having at the time. I was kind of thinking, you know, what does it mean to be a human being? What does all that mean? And so I was trying to just like gather stories together to answer that question. What does it mean to be human? And so I was asking people, really kind of like, okay, in your opinion, if you could use one word to define what humanity means, you know, what would it be? And I got different responses. Some people said emotions. Some people said tenacity. Some people said, you know, hard work, you know, all different kinds of things that people can could kind of relate to what it means to be human. And so, like, the collection of poems was kind of like my own take on that. And the idea was to kind of create, you know, as a word weaver, that was the title I was given, and I thought it was cool, just to kind of use my ability to weave words together and create something that's kind of a tapestry of some kind that would, you know, represent, you know, if your color, I mean, if your story is a red color, if my story is a blue color, we can kind of bring all our stories together and create this one thing that's beautiful, that even though the colors might be different, the experiences might be different, we can still kind of combine everything together and create like a tapestry that would be beautiful to look at. So that was kind of my intent of doing that. And it turned out to be that collection of poems.
Wow. And so where can people buy your book?
It's on Amazon. Actually, the best way to find anything that I'm doing would be on Twitter, and that's A Faloma, so A for my first name, and Faloma, F-A-L-O-M-O, so at A-F-A-L-O-M-O. And the information should be in the description on there. It should be easy to find.
Awesome. And so I would like you to share some words of encouragement or either some tips, advice, or both to people who are either, you know, just starting out in writing or they want to get into it.
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing, the best advice I could ever give is to write. That's a no-brainer, but yeah. Right.
But people won't do it, so I think it's good you said that.
But people don't do it. And, like, I was thinking something earlier today about how people kind of call themselves aspiring writer or aspiring poet. And I never kind of understood that. I've never called myself that before. Other people might have, but I always kind of reject it. You don't aspire to be a writer. It's either you're a writer or you're not. And the more you do it, the more you can kind of call yourself that. I mean, I didn't start calling myself a poet until people kind of started calling me that. But, I mean, what makes you a writer is whether you write or not. It doesn't really matter whether you get, you know, fame from it or money from it. You know, if you're a singer, you're a singer because you sing. You don't. It's not a aspiring. You know. But I mean, if you're talking about professional writer, then you might be aspiring to be a professional writer. But if you're just like a writer, then, I mean, the first thing is to write. And do that, continue to do that, and you would be very amazed, I think, at where it gets you.
That's so good.
That's my advice.
I love, too, that you said, for you, you don't ever consider yourself like you're going to be something. You consider yourself, like you said, that you are or you're not that. And so I think that's huge, because that will play into how people see themselves, and that will play into what they believe and what their actions are, because you're not saying, you know, maybe I'll write, you know, I'm going to be this one day, but you are that today. And so you find that you make your decisions based upon that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you find that you will often make a choice or decision based upon the fact that you are something, not that you're going to be something.
Exactly. Yeah, I've always been a writer. I'll always be a writer. That's the end of that. That's not going to
change. I love that. Do you have you noticed that, you know, because you speak as well, too, and so do you feel that you being a published author and the fact that you love speaking, too, has gone hand in hand and it's opened a lot of doors for you?
The speaking, I'm trying to merge both together, but I feel like the speaking itself is kind of a little different in some way. I started doing that actually before I published the book. So the book is just the book, but I mean the speaking, it's kind of its own thing. But I feel like it can kind of contribute to each other, because having the collection of poems, because I'm talking about different topics in the collection, it gives me more ideas to talk about if I'm invited to go speak in a place. Then I have things to pull from. I have materials to perform, like poems to share, poems to read, stuff like that. So, yeah, they do go hand in hand. And, again, the, like, just talking or speaking in front of people, you know, can also turn into a book in some cases, because it's all kind of together. It's material that you can use. Either in a book format or in front of people.
Right. And so tell us what you're currently working on, all the different projects, whether it be, like you said, with your speaking, with your current collection, you know, of literature that you're working on. We'd like to know all about that.
Oh, okay. So currently working on two things, primarily, actually. I'm trying so hard to get a project done by February 14th. Which is Valentine's Day. I have an audio project that I'm working on to release, just a few love poems that I have done over the, you know, over the time, just to kind of share them for Valentine's Day. And so that should be out. You can kind of see a preview of it if you go to Afalomo, that's AFALOMO.bandcamp.com, and I'll post it later on Twitter just to kind of get a preview of what the project looks like. And like I said, I'm trying to get that done for Valentine's Day, just a few love poems that I have written that I kind of wanted to record. So that's being done right now. And also tentatively for this year, later this year, I'm also working on another collection of poems and just kind of ideas and short essays. That's the Kindred book. And so it's the one where I'm trying to understand the relationship between the things that I am scared of in connection to the people that are closest to me. So, for example, I'm afraid of being a failure. And the connection to that is because I don't want to disappoint my family. I don't want to disappoint the people that are closest to me. So it's just thoughts and ideas and short essays and also poems, just exploring that relationship. And you can find information about that book, kindredbook.com. and kindredbook.com. Yeah. So if you go on Twitter, you're going to find information about it.
Yes, definitely. Our time went by so fast. I always enjoy chatting with you. We are going to set up another Skype chat soon so we can catch
up. Let's do it.
Yes. All that good stuff. And so you already shared with everyone, but run it by one more time, all the ways that people can stay up to date with your happening.
Oh, okay. Well, primarily on Twitter, like I said, Twitter, that's at afaloma, A for my first name, and faloma, F-A-L-O-M-O, A-F-A-L-O-M-O. And you should be able to find all the information about all the things I'm doing in the little description.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Aya Kunle. It was a pleasure chatting with you as usual. You know, I'm thankful to have had you for our first ever Who Wrote That segment. You spearheaded this. So in the future, you'll remember, ever guest.
Yes, I can say that now. I can add that to my list of accomplishments.
You're so funny. So you have a great rest of the night, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
All right, you as well, Shadi. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, that was Aya Kunle Faloma for our Who Wrote That segment. Make sure you stay up to date with him on Twitter at A Faloma, which is A-F-A-L-O-M-O, in order to stay updated with what he's doing. Next up, we have Dalton Sears down right here on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Stay tuned because his interview is next, right after this.
Girl, you turn my whole world upside down. Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's Sade Champagne Music at gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our celebrity interview of the night is with one of my dear friends, Dalton Sear. Make sure you call in 323-693-3043 to chat with Dalton and me on air at the end of this interview. He will be answering your questions. He's a two-time Young Artist Award-nominated high energy teen singer, songwriter, musician, recording artist, and actor from Jacksonville, Florida, my home state. I'm from Orlando. He wrote and recorded his first original song at age 10. He debuted his first album at age 12 and released his second album, A New Day, in December 2014, along with the Christmas single, Christmas Time With You, which charted to number 56 across all radio stations in the U.S. for new Christmas songs. As an actor, he stars as Judd in Amazon's A History of Radness, written and executive produced by Hannah Montana's Andrew Green, and he recently filmed a movie, Time Toys, directed by Mark Rosman, who did A Cinderella Story and The Perfect Man, and it's due out in theaters this year. Two of his original songs will also be featured in Time Toys. He has toured throughout the country and appeared on TV, radio, and in numerous publications across the country. He's managed by Kepler Entertainment in L.A. He was inducted into Robert M. Knight's The Brotherhood of the Guitar in early 2015. He has artist relationships with Taylor Guitars, Fender Guitars, Guitar Center, and Ernie Ball. He supports multiple charities and is a national ambassador of the Dream Factory, an organization that grants dreams to critically and chronically ill children. Let me get him in the studio. Everyone, give it up for Dalton Sear. How are you doing tonight,
hey,
Dalton?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to have you. You know you're one of my favorite people, and I just enjoy you to pieces.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I want to thank you for calling into the Sade Champagne Show and being our celebrity guest for episode 2. How's your night going?
My night is going fantastic. Thank you for asking. And it sounds like your night's going pretty well, too.
It is. It's going really well. I'm getting the hang of things and, you know, and what it's like to have my own show, and I'm learning a lot as I go.
You got it. You sound great.
Thank you. So, first off, congratulations on your Young Artist Award nominations. You have two of them. So, where were you when you received the news, and what's the first thought that popped through your mind?
I had just gotten back from my premiere for my music video, Invisible, which I'll be talking about a little bit later. But I think I had just gotten back. So it was 12 hours of plane rides in 2 days, and my body
wow.
and my mind were just completely messed up. But I heard about it, and,
mm-hmm.
and I think the first thing I thought was, I can't wait to see the people from A History of Randus again. Because I got nominated for two awards. So one was for the best performance in a TV series as a leading young actor. And then the
okay.
next one was for outstanding young ensemble in a web or video series, which I believe the whole cast is going to be there. So I'm really excited to see everybody.
Wow. Well, go you. Go you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when did your interest first spark in music, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life?
Well, I believe to a certain extent I've always really enjoyed music, but I only started wanting to like create music and really be a part of it about when I turned like 9. I had been playing guitar for 2 years by that point, but I wasn't playing too seriously. And it was when I was 9 that there was a production, like a musical theater production at the school that I was going to at the time that they did every year. And the year prior, I saw a friend of mine in the production for that year, and it really inspired me. And I looked and I said, that sounds like a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that. I'm going to do that. So throughout the year, I tried to prepare my best. And I didn't know it at the time, but I had ridiculously bad stage fright. So about over over the course of the week, as we got closer and closer to auditions for the production, I went from telling my parents, oh, I want to go and audition. I'm going to try to be a lead. I'm going to have so much fun. To, oh, I can be a supporting role. Yeah, that's cool. To, I can just say a couple lines. All the way down to, yeah, I can just move some stuff backstage. That's cool. I don't mind that. So I worked with the music teacher at the school, getting over that stage fright. And then I went and I did the audition. I did very well. I ended up getting a main role in the production, and I did the production. It was a lot of fun. And it was then that I put the singing and the guitar playing together, as well as started writing. And then it snowballed from there.
Wow. And how old were you at this time?
Yeah. So I believe I was 9 when I started doing the singing. And then I started writing when I was 10.
Oh, my goodness. That's phenomenal. You know, I say that you're a prodigy, and you are a prodigy, but you also do work really, really hard, you know, and you have grown your gifts over time, but you definitely are a prodigy. And so what was the process like from when you made that decision, you know, that you really enjoyed music and wanted to pursue that, to who you are today? Did you start taking lessons? Did you get mentored?
Yeah, so I really started putting 100% of my time into what I was doing. And I think that's one of the most important things for somebody who wants to really work for something or really try something, is that you have to go 100% all in. A lot of people I find like to give themselves excuses where they don't try as hard as they could have. So if it doesn't work out, they can say, oh, well, if I tried harder, then it might, maybe would have happened. But it's great to try not to have a plan B, just so you put everything into what you're doing, and that's exactly what I did. I was taking lessons. I was writing all the time, singing all the time, working all the time. I believe that first year that I started performing live, I did over 50 performances that year. And then snowballed that into going to other cities, going to other states, writing with other people. And, yeah, so it really changed how I have a perspective of work and discipline. I did Taekwondo competitively for around 5-6 years maybe, and that really taught me discipline. So it was easy to take that discipline and put it towards music, which I find has helped me immensely, because there's so many people who they enjoy music or they like to do music, but they don't have that discipline to sit there and grind it and work it. And that is the reason why I'm here and why I'm doing all this stuff. I really appreciated it when you said that, like the whole prodigy thing is very nice, but you also said that I work hard, which it's very, very nice, because I don't think everybody realizes that you can be super duper talented, but it's going to take you about this far, and then you have to work. You really have to work. You have to put in the hours to progress from there. So I appreciate that.
And I'm sure for you, even though there are some challenging times, I bet because of the fact you're so passionate about it, even though it's work, you really enjoy it. So it's not always so, it doesn't always feel like work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're so passionate about it. So you're basically just put, like I always tell people that I don't personally think I work really hard. I just say I spend a lot of hours doing what I love. And obviously there are some times when it's a little more challenging than others. But for the most part, because we enjoy it so much, you know, it doesn't feel like work, you know. And so
right.
I think that's really interesting. So do you take vacations or breaks from music in your career, or do you find it hard because of the fact that you're so passionate?
I don't really take like too much vacation time or break time from music, because I mean, I really enjoy doing music. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not like at a gig or I'm not in a writing session or whatever, I'll be walking around doing normal stuff and I'll be singing random songs, or I'll sit and just noodle on the guitar if I'm not doing scales or practicing or whatever. So it's almost impossible to get away from, really, but it's not something that I want to get away from. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I find that too, because people, you know, people are always like, well, don't you take breaks? Don't you take vacations? But I think it's hard for people to understand that when you're really passionate about what you do and what, you know, and your aspirations and your calling, you don't, it's hard, like you said, it's hard for you to take a break. Because even say if we were to go on a vacation, I'm going to be thinking about a new song or a new event or a new idea that I have. It's going to just come to me, and I'm not going to say, I'm on vacation, I'll think about this idea later.
Yeah,
like
it takes
over you, you know?
Yeah. Something
so like
that
you said,
I like
can't
to
run
think
away.
Sometimes, yeah. Something I like to think sometimes when things get challenging is sometimes I just have to put things in perspective and just think, wow, mm-hmm. I'm a musician and an actor for a living. How cool is that? And that usually does it right up. And I'm like, you know what? I really shouldn't feel this way. This is going amazingly. So, yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah. So tell me about your new music video and your music video premiere that just happened. I saw pictures from it and some footage, you know, from the event, and it was freaking packed. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really cool. So I had a new single, Invisible, released on the 31st of January, mm-hmm. and a music video came out for that. So there's two versions of the video. There's an extended, like, cinematic music film, and then a regular mm-hmm. music video version. So the extended video is on YouTube, and then the short version is going to be on, like, YouTube, Vevo, and mm-hmm. TV, Nickelodeon, and stuff like that. And we had a really big premiere for Invisible at the San Marco Theater, which I was talking about flying 12 hours in 2 days. I flew into Jacksonville, Florida just for the event. So
wow.
We flew in Saturday, and then we flew out Sunday. So mm-hmm. during the premiere and everything, we showed behind-the-scenes footage, commentary by the director, Justin Suttles, and myself. We had a photo slideshow, like a Q&A, and then a meet-and-greet at the event. So it was really, really, really cool, and people enjoyed it a lot. And there's actually a lot of people telling me online too that they also enjoyed it. So it was great having that in-person turnout, and it's also great having that online turnout. I'm also I'm actually having a contest for Valentine's Day. Yeah. So it's about Invisible, and with Invisible, the song and the music video. Mm-hmm. In both, I really wanted to showcase the concept and theme of hope, in the fact that, especially, I wanted to get this out before Valentine's Day, because a lot of people get like tunnel visioned over people mm-hmm. or things, and they'll miss out on other opportunities. So I wanted to tell this story and get this message out before Valentine's Day. So anyway, I'm having this mm-hmm. contest where people can. Mm-hmm. Enter a sweepstakes to win prizes from me. So really
That's
simple.
So cool.
I made it ridiculously simple. You're going to just have to go to the link. So it's going to be a bit.ly link. So bit.ly/dcervalentine. And then mm-hmm. once you go there, all you have to do is answer the question and fill out the form and then share it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you share using the hashtag like Invisible Music Video and all that, that counts as extra entries. So you only have mm-hmm. to enter your thing once. And then depending on how much you share the video and share that hashtag on social media, that'll count as extra entries. And I'm really excited about people entering, because a lot of people already have. So I think mm-hmm. it's going to be really great.
Well, I'm going to make sure during the show tonight, I'm going to post the link for you too so people can share it. And that way they can be able to enter the contest. I'll post it on Twitter and Facebook for people to check it out.
Sweet. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Whew. A lot, really, which makes me happy thinking about it, because when you have a lot to be proud of, it's a good feeling. I think it would probably be the amount of charity work I do, the amount of work I do for others, because that to me is the most gratifying thing that you can do on the planet, really, is to help other people. So all the work that I've done with the Dream Factory, all the work that I've done with Wilson Children's Hospital, and the anti-bullying tours I've done, when people go on social media or talk to me in person saying how much I've helped them, that gives me like this warm, fuzzy, glowy feeling that nothing else really does. So I'd say that's probably what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, definitely. You are one of the most charitable people that I know. You know, and it's like I feel like it's just as much as you love music that you combine those two together so wonderfully. You know, and so I commend you for that. How do you handle negativity and stress?
Ooh, music, food. I mean, really, if we're being completely honest, I do things that I like. I immerse myself in the music, or I'm a huge nature guy. So if I'm feeling particularly stressed out or particularly negative for no reason, I like to go out like on a hike. And when I'm on that hike, I am just like alone with my thoughts, right? So I can, like I said earlier, put things in perspective, which you have to do from time to time. You have to give yourself a reality check, because things may seem bad, but at the end of the day, when you look at what you actually have, sometimes it's mind-blowing how, like, truly blessed we are. So that's what I usually do. I'll take some time to myself, and I'll just think about everything that I have and try to make a point for the rest of that day to, like, be grateful for everything that I have, as opposed to focusing on these things that I don't have yet.
And so how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
Well, I think one thing that is really helpful is that I have a network of friends who are like family to me that are in the music industry, which includes you. And these people are always very, very uplifting, very positive. They care about the music, they care about each other, and knowing people like that is just it gives you strength, really. So I would say that.
Wonderful. And so tell us any more as we're wrapping up the interview portion, and we'll probably, depending on how many questions we have from the fans, I'll probably ask you some more questions then too, but I'd like for you to share more about your current projects that you're working on.
Yeah, so I talked about Invisible. I actually have two other music videos in post-production right now, so they've been filmed, and we're finishing those up, so that's very exciting. I've done a lot and a lot of songwriting. I mean, I write songs pretty much every day. But in December, I took some of those songs and recorded them. So I just finished recording those and mastering those. So that's also exciting that I have new music on the way. We talked about Time Toy, so that's going to be coming out in spring or summer. We talked about the Young Artist Awards. And then I shot a short film. I just finished a short film, but I can't really say anything about it yet, because LA. But
I understand that.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm always writing, I'm always working. So there's always new stuff on the horizon.
Great. So I would like for you to please introduce your new song. We're going to play that right here on the Sade Champagne Show. But I want to tell our listeners to call in now at 323-693-3043 to chat on air with Dalton and ask him questions after this next song. Make sure you call in at 323-693-3043 to chat on air with him, and then press 1 so we can bring you onto the show. I see it. You guys are always saying, I want to talk to Dalton. This is just my dream come true. Now is your chance. I have him in the studio. on the show, and so you have this opportunity. But I'm going to let him introduce his next song and give you guys a minute to get to your phones and get your questions ready.
All right. Well, here we go. This is the song we've been talking about. Just came out Sunday. This is Invisible by yours truly, Dalton Sear.
Invisible. I could say how I feel when I see you, girl. It's like I'm changing feel. So incomplete, I'm on my knees, and I do anything to get some attention. I'm all alone, lost in the dark where you can't see me, but I know.
From the Tan Candy Style segment, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. I'm here with two-time Young Artist Award nominee and teen heartthrob, Dalton Sear. He's one of my dearest friends, and we want to answer your questions for Dalton live on air. We have about 15 minutes where you guys get to chat with him, ask him any questions, share with him comments, anything that at all that you'd like to know about him. Call 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 and press 1 to chat with Dalton right now. Now's your chance. It looks like you got another caller in, too. Awesome. All right, now's your chance to do that. I'm going to start first by answering a question, Dalton, from our fans that was on Twitter, one of your fans on Twitter. Let me pull that
one. All right.
All right, so this is from NELNAND. Hopefully, I hope I pronounce it correctly, sweetheart. And that's Twitter handle, ANIELANAND. And she said, Dalton, how long did it take you to write Invisible? I really enjoyed it, Dalton. I'd like to know what inspires you as an artist. So I guess we'll start with the first question. How long did it take you to write Invisible?
It actually didn't take me too long. When I write, because I wrote Invisible with Jerry Stover and Stephanie Scovolo here in Los Angeles, they were both a joy to write with. But anyway, when I have these songwriting sessions with people, what I'll usually do is I'll say, okay, so we have this one session, we're going to meet at this day, and we're going to write. And what we're going to try to do is when we leave today, we're going to have a song done. And whether that takes 2 hours or 6 hours or whatever, usually that's what we try to do. And I distinctly remember Invisible taking 2 or 3 sessions to finish up. There was some stuff that we were getting blocked on. There was some stuff that we wanted to, like, revise. We had something we thought was really good, but then we're like, you know what? We can probably do something better than that. So then we scrapped it and did something else. So I would say really not that long. If I put all the hours together, probably, like, 12, 13.
Yeah. And that's including, you know, finishing the whole song.
Yes.
Cool. And her second question, Aniel Anand, is, I'd like to know what inspires you as an artist.
So, wonderful question, by the way. As an artist, I've said this before, but as an artist, I am a storyteller. As an actor, I'm a storyteller. So it's very inspiring to think of it that way, to say, all right, instead of, like, right before a gig, I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to perform for these girls, get paid, and go home. It's, I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to share these stories with people, because that's what I do, and that's what I want to be known for. And every time I think of it that way, it's, that's what inspires me.
That's good. That's awesome. So we're going to bring a caller in on the line. All right, let me get her in here. I know who this caller is, too. She's one of my amazing students, and you saw her perform at the finale of the Vocal Superstar competition. But we have you in the studio right now. Please share with us your name, your age, and what city you're calling in from.
I'm Katrina Habener. I'm 15, and I'm calling from Ventura, California.
Hi, Katrina. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you excited to chat with Dalton?
Yeah.
Well, he's here in the studio, so what would you like to ask him, or what, any comments that you'd like to share? I know you tell me all the time how much he inspires you.
What's your message you want to send to the world through your music?
Awesome question. And by the way, it's really nice to hear your voice, Katrina. Good to see you again. Well,
thank you.
Hear you again. That's what I meant. Anyway, so the question is, what message am I trying to send through my music, right?
Yes.
So I find that it really, because like I said, as a storyteller, I'm telling a different story with every song that I play, with every song that I write. So I would say that it does change with every song to a certain extent, but there are some things with my music that I just stand by as just a general thing. So all my songs are always not about treating people terribly, not about hurting others. So I would say that probably as a general message, if I don't have to go song to song, is just a message of positivity, of strength, of helping people realize their own strengths and independence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any other questions that you have for him, Katrina?
I have two more questions.
Awesome. You go ahead, girlfriend. Right. Like I told you, you have been so patiently waiting on the line and listening into the show, and I know how inspired you've been since you sang at the vocal competition. Katrina was the one who sang the Avril Lavigne song, I'm With You, and she had, like, the cool black gloves on and the glasses and the very angelic voice.
I know. She killed it.
So go ahead, Katrina.
Who is your inspiration?
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Inspiration musically or just overall life inspiration?
Musically.
Musically. All right. So musically, my biggest inspiration is John Mayer by far. He is a fantastic songwriter. He's a brilliant guitarist, really great lyricist. And I really enjoy listening to his songs from a super young age because he finds ways to say what everybody's thinking. He finds ways to say very normal, mundane things in a very interesting and abstract way. And that's something that I enjoy, and that's something that I want to convey in my music, in my stories.
That sounds cool.
Thank you. So you said
What's
you got one
question?
More question.
Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead, Katrina.
Do you think we can meet again?
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be doing more concerts and more events and stuff in the LA Ventura area, and I'd love to see you and talk to you at one of those.
Okay.
And before I end your chat with him, Katrina, and you can still stay listening into the show because he's going to be on for a few more minutes. Dalton, I'd like you to share some encouraging words with Katrina because she's the same age as you are. You know, she's 15, and, you know, oftentimes, you know, kids can feel, or I want to call you guys kids, teens can feel like, what can I do to change the world? How can my dreams come true? You know, and they may see obstacles or challenges in their way, but you're a living example that it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what people say about you, it doesn't matter what challenges come your way. If you have a dream and with the passion you carry and the way you want to help others, that anything is possible. So I'd like you to share some encouraging words to Katrina and to other teens and kids who could be listening.
Yeah, you got it, of course. So, so Katrina, were you here for the very beginning of my interview when I was talking about not having a plan B and putting 100% of the work and effort in?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'll gloss over that then and go to something that I also like to talk about when I'm talking to, like, either students or people when I'm at hospitals and stuff, is that I really do honestly believe that if you 100% believe that no matter what it is, if you want to be a soccer player, you want to be a really good soccer player, or you want to or you want to be an artist, or you want to be a doctor or a veterinarian or anything, if you have an unshakable faith that that is what you are meant for, and that is what you're going to do, and you're not going to let yourself do anything else because this is you. I'm going to be the best soccer player I can be because when anybody thinks of Dalton Sear, they think of soccer player. That is me, and that is going to be me. If you have that faith, that means you're going to have the drive to work towards it. And if you have the drive to work towards it, it means you're going to succeed. And when you have that faith, people see that. There are people out there who want to help others. There are people out there looking for other people who have the drive to work and to succeed and to put that effort in. So when you have that, it makes it like such a joy to work, such a joy to put an effort, and it leads to you becoming successful in that. So That's what I'd have to say, because I don't want to go all super preachy.
You're a pretty great preacher, though, so I don't mind hearing it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, Katrina, thank you so much for calling in. You can still stay listening in to the show, and I will see you next week in my Superstars in Training class. And hope maybe I'll see if I can bring Dalton out as a celebrity guest to do a workshop
you know, with you guys, and they can be able to, you know, help them that way. We just had Dior this week. She did a couple workshops with the kids, Dalton, and so maybe we can be able to bring you out. One, I know your schedule is super busy, but we'll see if we can bring you out to do a workshop with the students, you know, before the end of this school year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with me, Katrina.
All right. So she's still listening in to the show, I believe. I had a question for you, and you went into this a little bit, but I wanted to know what are, you know, how do you deal with bullying and with people, you know, being negative or discouraging towards you? Because I'm sure you know, being a male artist and being a young male artist, you know, people will are not always very supportive and not always very encouraging. And how do you deal with that? And what are some words you would share with other teens who are, you know, dealing with being bullied and teased and, you know, not feeling confident who they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I know with me personally, I've been actually very, very fortunate that so many people have been supportive of what I've been doing. Of course, no matter what you do, there's going to be people who don't appreciate what you're doing or don't like what you're doing or don't understand what you're trying to do. But I've actually been extremely fortunate in that the vast majority of people I come in contact with are in support of my message and what I do. But like I said, of course, there's people who don't understand, which I find is a big thing, where people don't understand what you're trying to do, they're going to not really like it, and they're probably going to bash you for it, especially if they are young adults or teenagers. So I actually, I was reading a book recently where I was reading that teens commonly have problems making decisions that have to do with logic over emotional feelings and all that, due to the fact that their prefrontal cortex, that part of their brain, isn't fully developed until they're around like 25. So, like I said, when somebody doesn't understand what you're doing and they're a teenager or a young adult, they're probably going to feel that emotional backlash and then lash out at you. So my advice was that I talked a little bit about having that unshakable faith, and there's a lot of things that are very good about having an unshakable faith. Because when you have the faith, like I said, you have the drive. When you have the faith, no matter what somebody says, oh, you're garbage, you suck, you're never going to do anything, but you know that you will, it's not really going to affect you, because you're like, okay, well, you're not me, and I'm me, and I know me, and I know I'm going to do this. So it really, once you have that mindset, it's much harder to be affected.
I feel like, too, you're an example of someone who just listens, like you just constantly, I feel like you constantly breathe, eat, and sleep encouragement and positivity. So it's like there's this bubble, this really hard bubble that's around you where it seems like even if negativity comes your way, it doesn't last long because you always see the bigger picture, you know?
Yeah.
And for you to have that at such a young age is huge, because I feel like you continuing to be who you are as you're growing up, and you will be growing up in the industry, I feel like you are going to be able to avoid a lot of the pitfalls and challenges that many artists have because of the fact that you seem a lot more secure in your identity and who you are than a lot of other artists. Like, you're not trying to be something that you're not. When I see you and when other people see you, which is why I believe you have such a great response from others, is because you are Dalton Sear. You're not trying to be this artist. You're not trying to be another person. You come out the gate. You write your own songs. You're like, I'm going to produce, you know, I'm going to play my own instrument. I'm going to dress the way I want to. I'm going to do things, you know, in a different style. And I feel like because of that, you're going to be able to avoid a lot of challenges that other artists deal with, and even just, you know, people in general.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I think that one part of my positivity that really helps is that I always try to surround myself with people who are positive, people who see the good in things, people who focus on the bright side, people who have generally the same drive and passion as I do for, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be music. But when you do surround yourself with people like that, you're literally just swimming in positivity and good vibes all the time. and that makes it so much easier.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you stay on for another minute and see if we have anyone that's either tweeting or calling in with questions, because Dalton's very busy, guys. He literally is, like, always on the go when I see him. He somehow fits fun in, but in this talk is fun. He still is super busy, so I'm going to keep him on for about another minute and see if you guys are asking any questions. If not, you know, I'm going to try to I'll bring him back onto the show another time, and we'll answer more questions, and I'm sure, you know, in his free time, he'll answer you guys on Twitter as well and on Instagram and Facebook. Just double-checking, giving everyone an opportunity. All right, it looks like we're all set for today. I want to thank you so much, Dalton, for calling into the show. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. I always enjoy our time together.
Yeah, well, thank you so, so, so much for having me. I've had a really great time. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So let everyone know how they can follow you on social media, you know, and keep up with your happenings and everything that you got going on.
You got it. So once again, my name is Dalton Cyr, D-A-L-T-O-N-C-Y-R. It's a weird last name, but I really like it, so I'm keeping it. You guys can find me on Twitter, at Dalton Cyr. You can find me on Facebook. If you just search up Dalton Cyr and look for the verified Facebook page, you can also find me on YouTube and Instagram, all those things, at just Dalton Cyr. So just search up Dalton Cyr on all those, and you'll find me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dalton, for calling in. I'm going to get ready to introduce our last song of the night. This is Dalton Cyr's You're Not Alone. He was actually awarded the Songs of Hope recipient at my second annual Dare to Dream Music Festival last year for this very song, because it's just such an encouragement to many people. He shared with me stories of kids in the hospital who have benefited from this song. And so it's one of my faves. It's one of many other people's faves. And we're going to play it right now. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Run away, you try, but you cannot escape all your fears, all of the pain. Your sky gets darker every day, black clouds standing in the rain. You can't see, but you don't believe. You're not alone. Take my side. I'll be with you.
Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. As we wrap up tonight's episode, thanks to Jit Chronicles, Virginia Supernova Slim, and Kata Mafiaso for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to my guests, Dalton Sear and Ayo Kunle Falomo. I just slaughtered your name again, but I'm so glad we're friends and you understand. I appreciate everyone who called in. Next week, our celebrity guests include one of my favorite comedians, Rossica Mather, who is most recognized from being a cast member on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out, and popular model and blogger Adina Musta. I want to end tonight's show with one of my short inspirational messages titled Flock of Eagles. I hope you enjoy and that it brings gladness to your heart. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grindhard Radio.
You have no competition. There's no one like you. Never has been and never will be. You are one of a kind. There's no need in trying to be better than someone or the next whomever when you can be the first you. You are the first you. There's more than enough room for everyone to be successful. There's more than enough blessings to go around for every person. What's for you is for you, and no one and nothing can change that. I used to live my life in comparison, and it made me miserable. I was never satisfied or content. I always felt inferior and insecure. In my heart, I would find things about that person that weren't perfect, and because I wasn't happy with myself, I would focus on their flaws in order to temporarily feel better about myself. When you compare yourself to others, you always come out on the losing end, and you'll never feel good enough. We were destined for so much more. A while back, I had the most beautiful vision. It was a flock of mighty eagles soaring high into the blue skies, equally amazing and each one perfectly unique. Naturally, this doesn't make sense. Eagles are made to soar by themselves, right? Don't they stand alone? When have you ever seen a flock of eagles together? I began to unpack and ponder this vision in my heart, and I have been discovering a lot of revelation. When it comes to human beings, there are no chickens. There are no losers. Yes, we may lose in the natural sense, but deep inside, we were never created to be losers. We are natural-born winners. Victory is a part of our DNA. Our value and worth will never diminish. We were born treasures, and we will forever stay treasures. Regardless of the season, regardless of the day, the truth remains the same. There is more value in one human life than all the stars in the sky. Every person was created to soar to breathtaking heights. Fear and cages were never a part of our original design. And we cannot live this life alone. We were never meant to be isolated, for we are stronger together. As you become aware of the gold within you and how dynamite you are, when you discover how wonderfully divine you are, you will find yourself no longer living in the shadows. You will stop comparing yourself to others. There is no need to step on someone else in order to live your destiny. You will find yourself appreciating the beauty and magnificence in others. Jealousy and inferiority will become a distant memory. You will instead find yourself cheering others on and opening doors for them. And not so that you can get, but because you see the infinite value in them, because you have seen the infinite value in yourself. You will share what you have and no longer hoard blessings. There will always be more than enough. In that awareness, we become unstoppable. That is where the healing and transformation begin. We find ourselves flying without limits and without fear. We are no longer threatened by someone else's success or triumphs. My success and your success are not achieved at the expense of someone else's. We behold one another in righteousness and have become a flock of eagles, strong and valiant, majestic, standing tall and lifting one another up, victory to victory, no one lacking. Everyone is free to shine. Everyone is free to fail and make mistakes.
everyone is free to get back up. My blessings are your blessings, and your blessings are my blessings. The brighter I shine, the brighter you shine. And the brighter you shine, the brighter I shine. Eagles to eagles, we rise together. Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.